the item for 1162.
Authorize the city attorney to institute proceedings challenging the Multnomah County District Attorney's ordering the release of public records identifying union membership status to Ben Straka of the Freedom Foundation.
Welcome, Heidi Brown from City Attorney.
Good morning, Commissioner Fritz, Council. Heidi Brown, as you said, from the City Attorney's Office. So this resolution is before you to seek Council approval to file an action regarding the District Attorney's ordering of the release of membership status. The request came in as a public records request for identification of the names of folks who were union members. The response by the city was that we would release the information of classifications that information is on our website that are covered by the union, and that they could also then request the names of any employees within those classifications. What we said was we would not, though, identify who is a fair share member and therefore not an actual union member and those who are actual union members. And so that is the only information that we are seeking to withhold. The Freedom Foundation then filed a request for the district attorney to order us to release the information originally requested. The district attorney granted that order, and then our next recourse, if we want to continue, is to file in circuit court. The concern is twofold. One is regarding personal privacy as an exemption under the public records law. In regards to that, the decision for somebody to either be fair share or in a union is a private decision that employees can make. And secondly, there is a concern that we will be chilling employees' decisions regarding engaging in protected activity, in other words, in being a union member, by releasing that information, and that thereby subject the city to an unfair labor practice. The union has indicated to us that they would file an unfair labor practice complaint against the city if we were to release that information. So that is why we are seeking guidance from the court as far as what's the correct action between the unfair labor practice laws and the public records laws.
Penny, let me just ask you a couple questions.
Sure.
Because people may be unfamiliar with the system of public records. So the city gets a request for some information, and the city looks at the request, the applicable law, and they then respond. In this instance, the city thought there were some personal privacy issues, labor law issues, and other issues which were sufficiently important that you didn't feel the city can release the information. Under the system that is in place for deciding these questions, because there's a legal system for finally getting a ruling, some of these decisions by the city go to the district attorney. Some actually go directly to court, depending on the grounds cited by the city. In this instance, it first went to the district attorney. And the district attorney, by law, has the first say. And so he looks at it, and he makes a judgment about whether the grounds asserted by the city are valid and what he thinks of them. He did so and has issued a written opinion. And what you're asking us today is simply to bump this up to a court, a neutral court, and have the court essentially have the final say on these legal questions. And you've also made it very clear the city is sort of caught between a rock and a hard place. If they were to disclose this information, they may be violating the privacy rights of employees and may be subject to a contract violation. And so what I understand you're asking us to do out of abundance of caution is let the court have that final say. And that, in effect, becomes precedent that will govern future requests. The system is actually set up for the court to have that say. I mean, we have neutral judges who issue rulings. So you're simply asking us to take a decision by the district attorney, go to a court, and have the court issue a ruling. Is that correct?
That is correct. And that way we feel comfortable that if the circuit court tells us to release it, that the public records laws overrule, then I think we can comply with that without subjecting ourselves to an unfair labor practice, or vice versa. They may say the unfair labor practice
and
laws.
There's a sort of suggestion that I've sort of picked up in the ether that somehow asking a court to render a decision on this is an exceptional or unusual practice. In fact, my understanding is that courts routinely are asked to make the final decision on this. Is that correct?
It definitely happens at times. Sometimes if a public official asserts an exemption, that automatically can only be appealed to a circuit court. So it bypasses, as you said earlier, it bypasses the district attorney. The only way, if the city were to assert or one of the commissioners were to assert a privacy exemption or some other exemption on the public records law, the only way that a requester would have recourse is to go to circuit court. So
just to be clear, you're asking us to authorize an appeal to a neutral judge who would have the final say on balancing a number of issues where you've concluded the city would have some risk in complying with this request. How long will it take for a judge to issue a ruling in this case?
I'm not sure exactly how long it'll take, but they do expedite the public records appeals. It is a declaratory request. We're just asking for declaratory relief, and it's a more expedited process, so I'm hoping it can come out within the next 3 to 6 months. I don't know for sure, though, Okay. Whether it be less or more.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Commissioner Fish, illustrating why I was glad that you're here for this particular item. Any other comments from counsel? Who pulled this item?
Yes, we have three people signed up.
Sorry, this is only regularly, right. Those who signed up, please.
Yes, Star Stauffer, Ted Bryan, and Emil Zell.
Please come on up.
Good morning, Star Stauffer. I am against the release of these records. This company that is demanding the release of these records is known to invest monies in anti-LGBT policies along with anti-union policies. This seems like a very dangerous downward slope fishing expedition to target and single out employees that are either pro-union or of the LGBT or other vulnerable communities. This is highly inappropriate. It's illegal. It's a massive violation of privacy, and if it's okayed, it will lead to further violations of privacy, not just for these city employees, but even further for even you council members and the rest of the community. This needs to be shot down. This is a severe overreach and abuse of power and intimidation tactics, in my opinion. Thank you.
Thank you. So you support the council's action today?
I support sending it to a neutral judge who will hopefully uphold privacy laws and defend the community.
Great. Thank you. Morning.
Thank you, Star. My name is Ted Bryan. I'm a representative of Laborers Local 43, and I also support the council's decision to send this to a neutral judge. I just want to make the point that there is no legitimate public interest in releasing this information to the Freedom Foundation. The Freedom Foundation is an organization that is explicitly dedicated to defunding public sector workers' unions. And, as Star mentioned, they are also funded by organizations that are opposed to LGBTQ+ rights and reproductive justice. And we feel that releasing this information does not serve the public's interest. It serves the interests of this organization solely. And so we would support this being passed on to a judge to make this decision. I don't think the city council should be involved in any way aiding the goals of this organization, which the values of this organization are not in line with the values of the citizens of the city of Portland. They are not in line with the values that I see coming from the city council. And that's the main point that we would like to make. We also are concerned that this would subject our members to harassment. Because of their union membership, because of their lifestyle. We do not want Freedom Foundation out there knowing where people live, knocking on people's doors. So thank you very much.
My name is Emil Zell. I'm an employee of the City of Portland, have been for almost 14 years. And they're speaking about my information that it would be given to this organization to allow them to single me out and attack me on my lifestyle. I don't agree with that. So I support your guys' decision to send this up to a court, let a judge decide on it. This organization, they're not doing any of this for my interest. It's all an agenda that they have that if you do a little research, you'll find out who supports this group. And from me and my coworkers, I would ask that you would not do that information.
Thank you. Thank you all for your support. Is anybody else signed up, Carla?
That's all who signed up.
All right. Any discussion from council? This is a resolution. Please call the roll.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fish?
I support this. And frankly, I would support this regardless who the requester is. I think the privacy issues here stand on their own, regardless of whether this is a request made by the ACLU or the Freedom Foundation. And I think ultimately we have to allow a judge, a neutral judge, to make this decision. And frankly, why shouldn't we go through a system of due process and let a neutral judge have the final say? So I appreciate the presentation, and I vote aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Fritz.
Well, thank you to those who should testify, and thank you, Attorney Brown. Aye.